Farmers and ranchers in America don't earn high incomes, but many of them are taxed as multi-million dollar businesses. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, farmers and ranchers earned a median annual income of nearly $61,000 in 2010. The top 10% of earners in the field made about $107,000 a year, while the bottom 10% made less than $30,000. So why are people who work in the agricultural industry taxed so much? When you take assets into consideration, farmers are worth a lot, but they're still different than most businesses. According to Ruby Ward, an expert on taxes for rural communities, most of the value comes from the land the farm or ranch uses to make a profit.
So if you have a large business that holds a portfolio of different stocks and bonds and other types of assets, those assets are very divisible. It's somewhat easy to sell a certain portion of those to pay the estate taxes and then move on with the rest of them intact.
Farmland isn't as divisible. According to Ward, selling a portion of the farm limits future operations and income. She says the same concept applies to small businesses with one or two main assets. In the past, depending on the year and inflation, a single farmer with assets worth around $5 million was subject to taxes. A married couple with assets of around $10 million would also pay taxes. In the new tax bill, those exemption amounts have doubled, making it easier on farmers and ranchers. However, that only eliminates one of the financial burdens that come with agriculture. I spoke with a local farmer, who I'll refer to as John for privacy reasons, about what it can be like when the financial pressure becomes too much to handle. After John's father passed away, the financial stress fell on John's mother, who had not been involved with the finances before. Without proper planning and nowhere else to go, the farm was sold. After decades of working on the land, tied with the generations of a family legacy, it was gone. Without retirement savings, John now works as a forklift driver loading semis. He says his son worked on the farm and dreamed of continuing the family tradition. So why can dealing with finances in agriculture be stressful for someone who isn't familiar with it? I mean, there's only 1.5% of the population in America are farmers, so why can it be hard for someone to outside of agriculture to understand that?
Well, many farms are asset rich but cash poor, and people see a piece of land, they see what it's worth, and that just computes in their mind how wealthy or well off a farmer is. But in actuality, there's so many different rules on how you can distribute that and bring your kids on or after you pass away to pass that on to them, that if it's not done the proper way and within the rules, well, it can really hurt the family bad, the family farm.
How long has your family been farming?
My father had farmed his whole life, and my grandpa had farmed his whole life. So ever since they came to Utah in 1859 was when it was.
And what kind of farm did you grow up on? What did you guys grow? What did you guys raise?
Grew up on a dairy farm, but in 1998, we moved to the Cache Valley, where we were mainly alfalfa and wheat.
Farming can be pretty tough. There's a lot of things that go into it. So do things like estate tax, the death tax, and just the complications of handing down the farm from one generation to another really affect the difficulties of farming?
Yeah, especially when your parents really aren't interested in discovering ways that they need to, avenues they need to take to protect the farm. And if they don't, if they just are depending upon a will or something, there's going to be a breakdown. I tried to get my parents to look at estate planning, and they thought that they, after they talked to their attorney, they thought that everything was going to be just fine, but it turned out that it wasn't.
Brandon Willis, who was the senior advisor to former Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, says many people outside of agriculture don't realize that farmers and ranchers aren't living in a house in the Hamptons.
Ranchers rely upon their land to earn income. And the margins in agriculture, regardless of what type of agriculture you're in, they're exceedingly tight. And so the estate tax has a disproportionately harmful impact upon farmers and ranchers. It's not the house in the Hamptons that's being taxed. It's their ranch. It's their ranch where they earn income. It's their ranch where they have a lot of risk. And so I think that is a very positive thing in the tax bill to lift that exemption. They do not do away with the estate tax, but just the doubling of that is a positive thing for agriculture.
Willis says the tax bill impacts different people in different ways, but in his experience, it's important to understand positive and negative ways it affects other people, not just how it impacts individuals. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.